are you, sir?
Yes, but we're rolling.
It's 9:04, this is 22nd day of March, 2010. I'll call this special meeting of the Commissioners' Court to order. We'll note with the record that notices have been posted for the appropriate amount of time preceding this meeting. Let's stand for the invocation and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pray with me. Our Holy Father in heaven, we give you thanks for this day, for all the blessings that you bestow on us each day, Father, for the health you've given us to be a part of this day. Father, we pray for wisdom and knowledge that the business we transact this day will be in accordance with the people of this county. Father, we ask that you look over us now, that you guide us and direct us through the rest of this day. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
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 We welcome all of you to our meeting this morning. Item number one on our agenda is public comments and or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with Section 551.042 of the Government Code, which is the Texas Open Meetings Act. Do we have any? Thank you. Item number two, presentation on loop project, Paul Heidecker.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
My name's Paul Heidecker. I'm a representative of Pate Transportation Partners. Wanted to give you an update today on the loop project and the three projects that encompass this pass-through. On US 271, as we know, the environmental clearance, the FONSI has been issued, and we are proceeding with right-of-way. Under the US 271 environmental, archaeological ought to be done this month on two of the sites, with a third shoveling excavation and possible some cultural features that we found being cleaned up. On FM 2348, the Federal Highway Administration has requested the FONSI in Word format. We've sent that to them, and we expect that a finding of no significant impact should be issued in less than 2 weeks. With this promise from the FHWA, we've gone ahead and met with our appraiser, released him to start sending letters out to the property owners within the next week to 10 days.
So, let me ask you, John.
Yes, sir.
We do have approval to go on and begin that process prior to obtaining the funds.
Yes, sir. Under the deal, what we've got from TxDOT is as long as the appraisals are not dated before the FONSI, then we can go ahead and do our preliminary investigation, get the appraiser on the ground up here, and start meeting with folks. Yes, sir.
So that in no way jeopardizes our funding?
No, sir. None whatsoever. No, sir. On the FM 1000 environmental assessment, we've revised copies of the EA document and sent them to TxDOT for resubmission on March 15th. We have given PBS&J a directive to finalize all documents necessary for the public hearing and wrap up the coordination with TxDOT. We anticipate a public hearing the latter part of May, and hopefully go to letting later on this year. On the US 271 right-of-way acquisition, to date, there have been 13 property owners that have agreed with the values, and we've either closed with them or we're proceeding to closing within the next 2 weeks. Eminent domain proceedings have commenced on 5 of the properties. We expect that more parcels will be sent to the legal team for condemnation within the next 2 weeks. Our first hearing is scheduled for the week of April 19th. On March 4th, representatives of Pay Transportation Partners and Property Acquisition met with TxDOT Atlanta District to resolve the access management issues north of US 67. PTP proposed a solution which resolved TxDOT's concerns, and we still allow the parcels to maintain access at these locations. The design engineer is completing a submittal which details a solution for final approval by TxDOT. With this being said, all driveways right there at that North US 67 will remain. We will push the ramp gore further down, not allowing access to the main lanes from those driveways, but allowing them access on the feeder roads. Design. PTP has asked the design engineer to modify the PS&E to accommodate this new access management solution that we came up with north of US 67. It is anticipated that the final design will be forwarded to TxDOT for review and approval by mid-April. On FM 2348, submission of the final PS&E package is scheduled for May 1st. On FM 1000, the PS&E for this project cannot be completed until after the public hearing is conducted in May. However, SPI has responded to TxDOT's comments to the bridge layout, traffic control plan, and drainage details and hydraulic analysis at Evans Creek and Hart Creek. Construction. On US 271, the right-of-way clearing contract, PTP reviewed the clearing and grubbing plans with TxDOT Atlanta District on March 4th. PTP is making minor changes, and a full submittal is scheduled for this week, March 22nd. PTP anticipates issuing a right-of-way clearing contract in April. And with that, I'll close and answer any questions you may have.
Any questions? So, we're progressing.
We're progressing very well, yes, sir. Very well. For the clearing and grubbing on US 271, no, sir, we're not going to. We've already talked to them, and what we plan on doing is getting a majority of the parcels, and then we'll exclude those parcels in the clearing and grubbing contract. And when it comes to construction, we have the right, or I say we have the means to exclude a couple of parcels, yes, sir, if they're on like the south end, to go ahead and do the letting contract. We just have to exclude them and let the contractor know when we'll have them available.
About the parcels that are part of the utility right-of-ways, have we gotten possession of those yet?
Not all of them, but we are actively pursuing those, even with right of entries, to get those. A lot of the utility companies are in their own easements and everything, so all we have to do is just adjust them down instead of out, things like that. But we are proceeding with some. We have a lot of the major ones done now, yes, sir. That's the ones we stress when we start the project. On 271, all I've got right now is just when the clearing and grubbing will be, and then they've really put the burden on my acquisition people, and we're anticipating with the condemnation process and everything to have a good amount of the properties within the next 60 to 90 days, with a couple on the south end still remaining. So as of right now, I can't give you that date, but I'm sure I can find out for you.
Next item on the agenda is to review the minutes for the February
There were some corrections that were finalized on, and I can go get them, they're back on the.
I have most of those, if you'd like, because I think y'all are going to give me most of those corrections.
Well, there was one on our desk that I looked at.
Okay, there's a correction on February 22nd of a person's last name. And then just, it looks like maybe some spelling here. We'll make those corrections for you then.
I move that we accept the minutes as amended.
With the corrections.
With the corrections, yes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, seconded by Commissioner Field, that we approve the minutes as corrected. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number four, consider possibly approve proclamation designating April 2009 as Child Abuse Prevention Month. We have a copy of that. This was submitted to us from CASA over in Sulphur Springs, which covers this particular area.
Should I be doing that, Dan?
Well, yeah.
We just real late on one last year, Carl.
Yeah, designating April 2010 as Child Prevention Month.
Make that motion, Judge.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Field, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, to approve proclamation designating April